Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, this is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Yes, I've unmuted my microphone. Hour two of the program. Here we go. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Dale Campbell here with you. I do apologize for that last segment. I don't know what happened. It's live, you know? It's live to hard drive. These things, they happen. You can't predict it sometimes, but there you go. We learn, we live, and we learn. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Now, serious business, penalty rates. For those who don't know what penalty rates, it's a kind of a bonus on top of a normal working wage that the workers receive for doing work outside of the working week. Typically applies to people who work in the hospitality and retail industry, particularly supermarkets in the retail industry. Actually, other outlets as well, like takeaway, major takeaway outlets and that sort of thing as well. They kind of are covered by this as well, and also pharmacy workers that also open their doors on a Sunday. And you know, I'm not affected by this, but I kind of take offense to it, because as a person who works on a Sunday, I mean, I'm working now. I am working now. I'm talking on the radio for 2 hours, so, you know, kind of working. I'm not doing a great job at it, but I'm still talking for 2 hours every week. But as a person who gives up their weekends to do work not only here, but at my other job, I work at a major retail outlet. So as a person who gives up their Sundays to work, I could be doing Monday to Friday, but I choose to give up my weekends to work and earn money so I can, you know, save up for a holiday or save up for my future or to do other things. You know what I mean? Like, it's something I chose to do. Fair enough. I mean, that's my situation, but other situations may be different. So it depends on the situation, but the main thing in mind here, we're analysing this in greater detail in hour one of the program, and we don't have enough time here to continue unpacking the quote-unquote reasons for the cuts here. But one of the reasons that I do want to unpack here at hour two of the program, and we are talking about this over the 2 hours, both hours will be podcasted for your enjoyment, so you won't miss a minute here on the Generic Live Show. But in saying that, one of the reasons was to get more people into the industries of retail, entertainment, hospitality, that sort of line of work. I can't remember what the actually acronym was now. But to get more people in that industry, that is where they were going with this. And I had this debate with myself last hour where it's like, I don't think that is where they were going with this, if that makes sense. I don't think, yeah, you'll get more people in there because you can afford more for wages. And I was talking more also about the surcharge that people have to, that businesses have to charge on a public holiday to counteract wage costs. Will that be abolished now because they won't have to pay that? Don't know. That's just a ponderous question. But I want to explore that in just a moment. I have to tell you what the cuts are first. So this is the proposed changes to Sunday penalty rates on the Hospitality and Retail Awards, Level 1. So on the Hospitality Award, for full-time and part-time casuals on Level 1, it'll decrease from 175% to 150% of normal working wage. No changes for casuals. Fast Food Award, Level 1, full-time part-time employees will drop from 150% to 125%. casual employees on level 1 fast food will drop from 175 to 150. Retail award level 1 will drop from 200 to 150. That's the largest cut. Retail casual employees level 1 will fall 200 to 175. On the pharmacy award level 1, from, hours performed on 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday will drop. Full-time, part-time will drop 200% to 150. That's also another large cut. And casual workers performing duties between 7 a.m. and to 9 p.m. on Sundays will drop from 200 to 175. The only reason why they say that, I believe, between 7 and 9 is because of such services as Dialer Doctor that do run throughout the night. That's my only suspicion why they say that. Now, for me, making the larger cuts to full-time and part-time employees, I don't know. That doesn't... Something doesn't sit right there. But anyway, we won't go there. I had that massive tirade with myself. I had that argument just before. So, I wanted to get to this last hour, but we simply just ran out of time because... You know, it happens. I get on a tangent and it kind of just doesn't stop. So there were, of course, some union members who went up in arms about this. So I want to play some audio from protests that occurred around the country on the morning that this happened. By the way, I want to point out that this happened a while ago. This happened 2 weeks ago, before we did our Oscars edition of the show. So this is the first week back since we've done the Oscars special and since we've went on vacation. This is the first time that we went, you know, have talked about the news. And of course, this broke, and this has been the hugest story since this broke. So here is audio from protests that happened in relation to the Sunday penalty rate cuts.
United will never be defeated. The workers united will never be defeated. The workers united will never be defeated. The workers united will never be defeated. Penalty rates. Penalty rates. Penalty rates. Penalty rates.
So that is... What? Nope, stop. Nope, don't do that. Okay. Anyway, so that was audio from a protest that took place after this announcement was made. So I want to point out that it's okay. You have the right to protest, but you do it peacefully. These people were blocking off streets. Public streets as well. So that is where I'm all in support of protesting, but don't be a nuisance about it, if that makes sense. I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying that, but don't be a nuisance. It's just, no one wins, if that makes sense. If people are a nuisance about it. So don't be a bother, basically, is what I'm saying there. But apart from that, it's interesting to see unionized actions because they all look the same. So, and also you see a lot of these people marching, come into with coffees in their hand as well, which they used to with their penalty rates to pay for it. So I just find that ironic. By the way, I mentioned last hour, and I think it's important. Excuse me. To mention that this will come into effect on July 1 this year as well. It's going to be hectic. So, Serious Money makes staff keen for Sunday service. That's the next sort of sub headline here. Working the Sabbath was once frowned upon, but with a paycheck of almost $50 an hour, young people actively choose to work it. The quote-unquote good money on offer to casual employees for working weekends is often a draw card for those applying for the job. Today's decision on possibly a double-digit pay cut will affect thousands of employees who rely on working weekends. Casual retail assistant Ellie Hall said studying during the week meant she primarily worked weekends. Quote, "I'm not complaining, though it pays pretty well," unquote, she says. Casual workers are required to work on the weekends anyway. Being able to work on a Saturday or a Sunday at time and a half and double time respectively is great money, she says. Cafe employee Maggie Liu, 19, described it as a bonus to be guaranteed at the Sunday shift. Quote, "It helps with food and other bills I need to pay," she says. I wouldn't want it to see it taken away or changed to a fixed rate. A lot of people do rely on it. Full-time cafe employee Brendan Hudges, 33, said a set penalty rate would make it easier for both employers and employees. There's a lot of confusion on what is meant to be paid to employees, he said. Penalty rates do need to be simplified a lot, and there's way too much variance in what people should be earning. So, yeah, I kind of see that. But the thing with that is, it can be simplified, but it doesn't have to be cut, if that makes sense. Like, yeah, there's variation going on, and that's fine. That is what that is. But, you know, the people, yeah, people expect to get their penalty rates for working every single weekend, and as they deserve them. You know what I mean? Like, most people deserve to earn that money because they will put in the work. And if this, and like I said last hour, this has a focus on those people who are less skilled and who do study. And this was the reason for that. Now, let's look at it from another perspective. God, so many aspects for this to cover. Penalty rates could backfire on businesses. Let's start, according to the ABC, let's start by calling a spade a spade. Sunday penalty rates have been cut by Fair Work Commission, not equalised or not brought into line with Saturday rates. Cut. Which is true, by the way. Businesses big and small have been seeking this cut for years, saying Sunday penalties are a legacy of a bygone era where families went to church, one costing them a tidy sum. Okay, this article's bizarre. Let's just look at the pros and cons. So arguments for the change, this is what you need to know heading in. Arguments for the change. It'll allow employers to hire more staff. This is in summary. It'll allow employers to hire more staff. More hospitality venues will be able to operate on a Sunday. That is true. It will provide better experiences for customers with more staff and availability of entertainment and hospitality venues. Changes in technologies and lifestyles mean we now live in a much more 24/7 world where consumer expectations are greater. Businesses will be able to make more money from increased opening hours and increased staff levels. Prices could come down, not having to pay extra for eating at a restaurant on a Sunday. And public holidays, I'll throw public holidays in there at my own discretion because I know of the definite surcharge that most places do sell, do have on a public holiday. A portion of people who work in hospitality study Monday to Friday, so working on a Sunday does not much come of an inconvenience. There you go. Arguments against. It will take money directly from the pockets of people who work on Sundays, many of whom already live week to week. There are no guarantees that employers will hire staff. It's kind of too much linked to the other one. The double pay is fair commission for missing family events, playing sports, and leading a normal social life. Well, first of all, amen. Second of all, next. Businesses like restaurants and cafes already have a high growth rate. Those who were on double time on Sundays were less likely to put their paychecks back into the economy if they have to tighten their belts. That's a fair call. Wage cuts reduce income and therefore spending. Casual employees with children will have less time at home. That is also true, as they have to now work more to earn more, if that makes sense. So it's kind of, you know, quite a bit up and down. So, you know, it's these cuts, they will play out over time. It'll be interesting to see how they do work out over time as well. So we need to wait and see, if that makes sense. We need to just relax. Okay? Everyone take a chill pill. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Well, we have an interesting venue. If you are in the area of this bar, you should go visit it sometime. You might be surprised on what it entails. There you go. More as we continue here on the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us on a Sunday. It's 11:22. Found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Dale Campbell here with you as always. It's a pleasure to be here on a Sunday, guiding you through your week. That's right, giving you all of the genericness that you need. Now, we are all about providing equality here at the Generic Live Show. No, I'm not reading off a statement, though it might seem like that. But anyway, we're all about providing equality here at the Generic Live Show, and one way that we will continue to provide equality to one and all across the land is talking about gender roles. Yeah, I know, you might be able to get on your keyboard and emailing the show and or jumping on the Facebook page and then telling me how wrong I am. But hear me out on this one. This one will turn your opinion around. In this particular establishment, though, we are talking about one particular establishment. We're talking about the Maple Bar in Canberra. That's right. Haven't heard of it? Well, they're a relatively new bar, and they have some interesting house rules which stipulate that men trip all over their own words. Actually, that is ironic. That men must not approach women in the venue. Quote, gentlemen must not approach ladies. If you are so lucky to have one approach you, treat her as you would your mother. No booting, no hollowing. Excuse me. Be polite and approachable, but let the lady advance to you if she chooses. Unquote. State the house rules of New Maple Bar, a new cocktail bar inside a popular treehouse venue, which opened 2 weeks ago. There is also a semi-formal dress code, which requires men to wear a jacket and a tie, a smart shirt and pants, and leather dress shoes or loafers. Women must wear either an elegant cocktail dress or dressy separates, I don't know what that means, and heels or dress shoes. Other house rules include best manners and temperament are expected at all times. Leave your attitude with your hat at the door. Remember, nothing is on the house but the roof. Aw, see? There you go. That's a good one. I like that last rule. Sophia Kandinsky and her husband Mike own Treehouse and say they come up with the idea of reading similar house rules at Neil Perry's famous Rockpool restaurant in Sydney. Don't approach ladies if you are lucky to be approached by her. Treat her as you would your mother, Rockpool's rules state. Canberra has a real big history of violence against women in club, Mrs. Kenoski told news.com.au. We really like the rules at Rockpool. We thought they were quite special and cool, and Canberra doesn't have anything like that yet, she says. Guys have liquid courage at 2 a.m. in the morning, and they can be totally disgusting. Amen to that. I know that all too well. And trust me, I'm not perfect at 2 a.m. in the morning myself, so there you go. Hey, living the single lifestyle, I had the time of this recording, I can say that. And I know women can be too, see? I don't want that. And I have been assaulted in Treehouse, and my husband owns the bar. Aww. We just wanted to create a low-pressure environment. Oh, that's sad. They received a lot of criticism on social media, but patrons say who have attended the bar's two busy opening weekends have been mostly positive. It is what it is, but a lot of people have been taking it the wrong way. It was meant to be in good humour, she says. But we've had some snarky results about the dress code. They argue they feel they come dressed well enough to come in. So we usually are trying to encourage people to try and check it out for themselves. It's not feminist, it's not sexist. We are trying to encourage a pressure-free environment for people to enjoy a drink. You know, I would love to go to somewhere like this, because first of all, I would have the best night of my life, first of all, because I would not get approached by a single man in this establishment. So, first of all, and if I was so lucky to have a female approach me in the first place, well, that would be a completely different story. Second of all, like, I reckon this would be a riot, though. Like, even if you wanted to go here with your mates, like, even, it's not like a laugh, but kind of just to see what it's like, that would be great, because you're with your friends. The whole point of an establishment like this is you're with your friends, so they're there, and everyone's having a good time, so no one's, and that sort of expectation of approaching a female is off the table, so you're just there having a good time. I like this idea. I don't think this is a feminist move at all. I mean, yeah, it's kind of putting a lot of pressure on the dude, so, you know, but, like, gentlemen, do not approach your lady. If you are so lucky to have one approach you, treat her as you would your mother. Which, by the way, that could get really weird really quickly. Just saying. And nothing is on the house. Except a roof. Actually, technically, it's not a house. And technically, when they look up, they see the ceiling. As we continue, you need to watch the YouTube channel for that one. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, well, speaking of which, Mardi Gras, Sydney Mardi Gras, happened over the weekend, and we have some of the highlights for you, and also, we have an interesting story about an Ipswich lawyer and sugar. A lot more coming up in the last half hour of the Generic Live Show here as we continue. Thanks for joining us. Dale Campbell here with you on your Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Thanks for joining us. It's 11:32. Hold on tight. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure to be here as per always. That's right, we've still... It's hour two of the program. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm still a little bit nervous after that technical fault a little bit earlier on. But hey, you know, we live and we learn. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us. Hey, ever thought you could quit sugar? See? There you go. Excuse me? I don't know what that was. Let me start this again. Wanted to quit sugar? This guy is even redundant now. A busy Ipswich lawyer, Sophie Francis, is one of those people. And there you go. And that is actually, hang on. I just saw a story that's... We're getting to the next story here. Would reach for the lollies and chocolate almost every day for her afternoon boost. The self-confessed sweet tooth gave up those sweets and more... when she quit sugar for FebFast. Powered by Youth Support and Advocacy Service, FebFast is a nationwide fundraiser where Australians quit alcohol, sugar, or something of their choice to support disadvantaged young people aged 12 to 25. A Maurice Backburn lawyer said every $36 raised... gave struggling young people an hour of support. Aww. My main goal when starting this fundraiser was to help as many disadvantaged youth as possible, Miss Francis said. One in every four young people suffer from mental health issues, so it's a really important issue. The first week without sugar was the hardest for the active lawyer, and... after an indulgent festive season, I noticed I was having withdrawals. It wasn't easy, she said. For a while, I found more energy in the afternoon and didn't hit that 3 p.m. slump. Aside from raising money for the good cause, Miss Francis said the month without sugar prompted her to make more of a long-term change. As the days go on, sugar cravings got better, she said. I'm hoping to keep this... a permanent lifestyle change. Aww. See, there you go. You too can quit sugar for a good cause. Hang on a sec. I'm just going to drink some of my coffee that has sugar in it. Hang on a sec. Okay, there, done. I've had my coffee and I'm good to go. So there you go. By the way, though, I don't think I've talked about this on the show. I have fallen in love with a choc brownie coffee here recently. It's so good. Anyway, that's a different story. I saw this story on the side here just 2 seconds ago, and I could not... I need to read this story to figure out what this is. The headline alone, and it might be clickbait, who knows? But I want to see if it is or not. The headline is, woman quits her job to breastfeed her boyfriend. What? 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 Okay.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
Yeah, well, see, you know, what is this story? I need to share this story. This story is going on the Facebook page. Because what is this story? What is even this story? I don't know what this is. She hasn't breastfed for 20 years. But that hasn't stopped a woman from breastfeeding her boyfriend as a part of their... Excuse me, adult breastfeeding relationship. What? I have no idea what to think of or any of this. The Sun reports that Jennifer Mulford from Atlanta dry feeds her partner Brad Lesson, 36, for every 2 hours. What? Oh. Because she hasn't breastfed in over 20 years, Miss Mulford has to trick her body into producing milk by dry feeding and hand pumping. Oh, what? Quote, I've taken a break from my job because I want to devote everything to making this work, she says. Okay. The bartender first came across ABR on a website. Wow. Good. When I read about the pure joy it brings to other... Oh my god, what? Hang on. When I read about the pure joy it brings to others, I was desperate to seek out a partner to share an emotional bond with. Okay. At the time, she was a single mum, so she started searching for men who were open to the idea of adult breastfeeding. I used dating site, put messages on ABR forums. Wait, there are ABR forums? What? Of course she put an ad on Craigslist, but why is there ABR forums? But I drew a blank, and then I thought I'd never try adult breastfeeding. Okay, whatever. One night, she was talking to Miss Leeson, an old boyfriend from school, and mentioned the idea. We were talking, and Brad told me he had a thing for boy. Okay, not reading that out loud. Alrighty, he was into it. Okay, that's all we need to know there. There was a light switch that flicked off, and curiosity was that. Every 2 hours, and wow, do they live with each other? And he's a gym junkie and likes the milk because it gives him strength. Okay, what? Okay, this is bizarre. Really bizarre this is. Hey, I mean, if people are... If people are into that sort of... If people are into that sort of thing, then I can't judge, I guess. People are into all sorts of weird things. I mean, it's gotta, like... I don't know. You've really gotta try there. I mean, if they're consenting adults, so I can't really complain much, except it's not something that I would be into, though that wouldn't come up for me, by the way, that wouldn't, but even if, it's just like, why, all sorts of what, I get the how, but why, like, oh. I feel like I need to go, like, take a shower real quick. Like, I'll be back. I just need to go take a shower, so... Oh, okay. Well then, GLS, exploring that, and I'm going to move on to Mardi Gras! Yay! I do need to save that, like, so I can post that later. Say that, like, there we go. Alright, Mardi Gras! Yay! Moving on to something a little bit less... less extreme. This is audio from the parade, by the way. So there's a drone camera That's strange. There's a Chinese float. Original ABBA fan float. That's cool. Okay. Wow. Alright. There you go. And then there's people holding up Let Your Colour Shine and then 50 Shades of Gay. I like that. 50 Shades of Gay. That's a thing, isn't it? Is that a thing? I don't know if that's a thing. Is that a thing? Queenie, is that a thing? Oh, no, I'm getting told that that's actually a thing. I don't really want to know. Right on cue, the dazzle stopped and thousands of rainbows broke out. But they weren't in the sky. Sydney and its main glitter strip of Oxford Street were a smash with a representative sea of rainbow flags fluttering from balconies, pinned to shop windows, waved by a crowd and worn in every way imaginable. About 200 floats and thousands of performers made a dazzling Mardi Gras spectacular through the inner city suburbs of Darlinghurst to Surrey Hills. Even though it sparkled in the second half of the parade, it wasn't enough to dampen spirits. Hey, there you go. The 2017 parade was much more about political statements. It was about sequence and this year's theme of creating equality. Robin Foster made the trip from Wollongong to the parade and was leading the celebrants of marriage equality float. Is there audio in this clip or is that just... Yeah, there's crowd cheering. Okay. So many of my colleagues surprise marriages, but they don't get married. They can't get married themselves. Excuse me. People don't realise they just... It's not just about a piece of paper. There's so much things about wanting to become equal. The theme of this is money was quite equal. Okay. Federal opposition leader Bill Shorten marched with his deputy Tanya Plavacek and Greens leader Richard Delenatti. Despite the party being on the border of the Wentworth electorate, one notable absentee was Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who was in That's the Queen of Ireland parade. Okay. The celebrities had a serious side too. A tribute float to pop star George Michael, who died last year, was prognant. Of course it was. That it wouldn't have been a Mardi Gras without a George Michael float, I think, this year, definitely. Renee Rivers, who has been coming to Mardi Gras for 35 years, said her rainbow theme costume represented equality. Quote, I think it was one of the best things about Mardi Gras is the cultural celebration and diversity of all Australians it gives, she says. This is one of the biggest celebrations we have here, and it's an opportunity from people of all communities to come together and welcome each other. There were several groups taking part for the first time. The Taiwo Island Sister Girls, a group of about 30 Aboriginal transgender women who were able to join after a crowdfunding campaign. Oh, that's a good story. The biggest cheers were saved for the 78ers, the group tribalising protest behind Sydney's first Mardi Gras 39 years ago, who waved their open top double from their top deck double deckers due to June's March shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Florida. More than 1,000 police officers were deployed across Sydney's roads, airspace and public transport system to oversee the event. Yeah, there was mentioned back then, last June, that there would be increased security at this event. Which, nothing happened. I haven't heard anything at the time that I'm recording this, so I'm assuming all went well. Were well behaved, except for a few exceptions, so, which means there were a few people that did get a little bit out of control, probably because of a few too many juices. Too much red cordial, that's right. There were 30 people taken to hospital, mainly because of drug and alcohol-related events. See, there you go. And 24 were taken into custody because of drug-related events. Okay. Wet weather didn't dampen anyone's spirits, with thousands of people showing up to support the event, the majority of whom were on their best behaviour, acting Assistant Commissioner Tony Caudle said. There you go. That was Mardi Gras. See? There you go. And lots to see and lots to do. There was an NRL float, apparently, so there you go. And there was on, it was on SPS, I believe, tonight it was, the Mardi Gras parade. I don't know if that'll be on demand or not. You'll have to look that up, check your local listing, I guess. I don't know. But see, the Mardi Gras theme continues next, though, because there was a 22-year-old who wants to build his personal brand and went to Mardi Gras to do so. So we'll tell you about that guy coming up after the break here on The Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on The Generic Live Show. I really, one day, I do want to go to Mardi Gras, actually. It is one of those things on my list to do eventually. I don't know when, I don't know where, I don't know how, but it'll happen. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. We'll be back with that other story of that 22-year-old going to Mardi Gras in after the break. Thanks for joining us. It's 11:50.
You brush your teeth twice a day, right? Mm-hmm. But 80% of bacteria aren't even on teeth.
80%?
Colgate Total fights bacteria on teeth, tongue, cheeks and gums, protecting 100% of your mouth surfaces. Colgate Total, for whole mouth health.
We're here to give you a big dose of genericness. This is The Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on The Generic Live Show for a Sunday as we wind down the show here for yet another week. It's Dale Campbell here with you as per always. We're here winding down the show. We've had fun. We've had our time. We've had our tears. We've had our fun. Now to get on out of here. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday with Dale Campbell. And, you know, apart from that one slip-up, we've had a pretty smooth sailing show. I mean, really, we can't have everything, you know? We can't have it all. Few things before we get on out of here. I want to share with you, before we do get on out of here, an ad, a Mardi Gras ad that happened, that aired on television. I just want to show you, I just want to not show you this, but I want to play this for you guys, and because I think it's an amazing ad, and I'll explain the context after this.
Happy birthday to me!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
It's enough.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, just spread
it.
Don't yourself
shells.
Thanks,
Mum.
Yes. Oh, thank you, God.
Don't be shy, love.
Thank you, darling.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Get stuck in, son.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Actually,
really?
Mum? Dad? I like tomato sauce. No, Dad, I'm a tomato sauce man. Always have been.
Dad,
come on, Dad.
I think we've got a party to get started.
Oh,
You know, in 1964, I tried tomato sauce with some
Mum,
very...
Mum.
that ad is just... That ad is amazing. We did have this story here, but I wanted to share that ad with you guys because it's basically saying that coming out shouldn't be this huge deal. It shouldn't be this production. And by the way, yeah, they're sitting around the table having a barbecue because it's the father's birthday and it's their birthday. It's his birthday and they're having a barbecue and there's lots of barbecue sauce going around and then the son comes up and says, oh, I like ketchup better, and I like tomato sauce, I like ketchup better. So, there you go. And it's all about that, and, you know, the actual subcontext is, it's telling the parents that he's actually getting married. So, it's a beautiful little sentiment, that is. But also, by the way, just want to point, on that note, want to talk about this story real quick with the minute we have, literally the 1 minute we have here. There's a number of people that went to the Mardi Gras, who were at Mardi Gras on Saturday, and people are plastering themselves with information, and it's going to be there. People are marketing themselves now at Mardi Gras as opposed to products. How I feel about that, I don't know, because it's just, my one concern with it is, do you really want that image to be you? Do you want this image of you partying it up in Sydney City, and it's a good time, don't get me wrong, I'm sure it's a good time, and I've heard from friends that's a really good time, but do you want that party animal thing to be your image? I didn't think so. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's been a pleasure. Dale Campbell here with you. Next week, by the way, I want to remind you again, next week will be our third birthday. The Generic Live Show is turning 3. It's been a pleasure. Seriously, though, like, it's been an adventurous ride. And we'll get more sentimental next week, because we have to actually get out of here. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday with Dale Campbell. It's 12 o'clock.
This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.